Where's my book? Just a moment. Okay, we'll start just with one time homage to the Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Okay, and we are about to start on lesson 9. We'll do some of the grammar first. This is on page 124. Okay, so first we have the nouns. These are sometimes called the agent nouns, the nouns that end in AR. And so the example that's given here is the noun sattar, which means the teacher, and usually it's referring to the Buddha. And so you could see from the declension table that the nominative singular is satta. And so this you have to be careful, because when you see the long A in the nominative, you might think it's a feminine, but actually it's not a feminine. It's the long A comes because the stem form ends in AR. What I'm going to do now is share the screen. Then I can write some things. Okay, so we have sattar, and so this AR ending, when we get to the masculine nominative, it becomes satta. And the Sanskrit form of this AN ending, that would be a letter that we don't have in Pali. It's this one. So teacher in Sanskrit would be shastra. And this becomes, in Pali, satta, or in Sanskrit, it becomes shasta. And we can form a whole bunch of nouns of this class. For example, there is katar, which means it's based on the verb karoti, to do. And so this will give us kata equals one who does, one who acts, the agent. I think that there's one vatar based on vadati or vati equals to speak. So this is the speaker. And one who is patient would be Kantar. And this would be give us Kanta, a patient one. And I think that there is a Gantar based on Gachati, which gives us Ganta, the goer, the traveler. Okay, so that's just some examples of nouns of this type. And then you could see, you really just have to get familiar with the declension from the table. So we have genitive, dative. We have, it could form either satu, satusa, or satuno, ablative, instrumental ablative, satara, or satara, or satuna, locative, satari. Then the plural, we have sataro, that's the more common. Okay, so this is one group of nouns that has the AR ending. The other class of nouns with the AR ending are the relationship nouns, the most common being pitar equals father, and matar equals mother. Well, here they give the declension for both father and mother. So you see, father gives the masculine nominative pita, and the accusative pitarang, genitive dative pitu, pituno, pitusa, instrumental ablative pitara or pituna, locative pitare. The difference between, the important difference between the agent nouns like satar and the relationship nouns like pitar or matar is in the nominative plural, where the agent nouns will have, in the nominative plural, have the long A, sataro, whereas the relationship nouns have a short A, pitaro or mataro. And then the note at the bottom of page 24 says the important differences. Okay, the relationship nouns have the short AR, where the agent nouns have either the long AR or the short AR. But I think the long AR is more common. So this is illustrated by the difference between sataro, the nominative plural of satar, and pitaro, nominative plural of pitar, meaning father. And then the dative plural, this is again to that note, the dative plural is usually uno, unang, for the relationship nouns. So, for example, pitunang, you could see. But unang for the agent nouns. So for the genitive dative plural, you see satunang. So it's satunang versus pitunang. Okay, then we come to, okay, the feminine relationship nouns, they give the example being mater, mother. So you could see the declension of mater, compare it with pita, father. So pita, mata, the same. Pitarung, matarung, same principle. Matu and pitu, same principle. Matuya, that's a typical feminine ending, instead of pituno or pitusa. Then the instrumental ablative, matara, instead of pitara, same principle. Then instead of pituna, we have matuya. That's the more typical feminine ending. Then locative, pitare versus matare or matuya. And then significant difference is with the genitive dative, where we have matunung as opposed to pitunung. Otherwise, the basic method of declension is the same. Any questions on this? Again, this is mostly just something you have to know. There's difficult to see any kind of fixed principles involved, but you just have to be able to recognize these forms when you see them. Where are you, Suki? Where are you? You're at home? Are you at home? Oh, okay. I was afraid that maybe you set out to drive to the monastery. I see, I see. Oh, I see. Okay, we've been going through the grammar section. We just did the section on the agent nouns and relationship nouns. So basically, you just have to get familiar with them. 405. Okay, now we come to page 125. This is the past tense, also known as the aorist. And there are actually different aorist systems, at least three of them, I think closer to four or five. I'm looking, I've opened up Duracell's Pali Grammar, which you should be able to see on screen. So here we have on the aorist. You don't see it? Who is that? I thought that I made the screen visible. Aya Santusika? Wait, Aya Santusika, do you see my screen? No, your voice is breaking up too much. Let me ask. No, don't speak. June, do you see my screen? June? Very small. The text of the Pali grammar, very small. How about now? But it's so big I can't see it. How about now? Okay. Kim, do you see it? Okay. How about now? Is it okay? Okay. Suki, do you see it? It should appear. It's something that I do rather than anybody else. Anyway, I just wanted to point out that it says that this is in Duracell's Pali Grammar, section 408. It says the auras may be divided into three types. There's something called the radical auras, which is formed directly from the root. Then there's something called the stem auras, which is based on a special base. And then the sigmatic auras, which is distinguished by an S that comes between the root and the personal endings. So I think here in the page 125, I think this is the what's called the sigmatic aorus, which adds the S. Let's see some examples. Okay, so the example that they give is based on the verb sunoti, meaning to hear. And so here, okay, so we have sunati. This is the present form. One hears or one listens. Could be sunoti, sunati, or sunoti. Okay, then to form the aorist, first it uses the augment a, plus sunati. But then to get the proper aorist form, it would turn for the first person singular a so sing. Then for the second person and third person, it becomes a so see. Then for the plural, it becomes asumha, asuta, and asosung. Then they give forms, the main forms for the verb karoti, to do. So we have a kasing, a kasi, a kumha, a kata, a kasung, a kangsu. Okay, then we have the verb deseti, to teach or to preach. Again, first person, they say sing. Second person, third person, they say see. Plural forms could be desayimha or desayimha. desayita, desesita, desesung, which is pretty common, and desayingsu. And then there are irregular forms for the verb gachati, to go. What's very common is a gumming and a gummy. And then a gumimha and a gummingsu. And then we have the past of patisunati. Patisunati means to reply, to answer. Usually it's said that the Buddha addressed the monks, and then the monks say, padanteti te bhikkhu bhagavato paccha so sung. So that means to reply to. Okay, any questions about these? Again, these are forms. Yeah. Yes. I don't see a misspelling. It has the two S's. Oh, I see. It says that there's an alternative form. Patisuni. I think that should have two S's. I believe that should have two S's. Yeah, the reason why two S's enter is because the Sanskrit form would be, I think it would be, Srinoti. And so when we add an augment or a prefix, this Sr, that R sound, appears as in Pali as a doubling of the S. So that's why we get a so sing, for example. But I think what, as Siu pointed out in the second paragraph on page 127, I believe that Patisuni has two S's. Okay, then there's the future tense, which we've already come across this in Lily De Silva's book. So you should just read this section here, and you can go back to Lily De Silva's book and review this section on the future tense. So you can see the typical future tense adds this I double S. So for the verb bhavati, to be, we have bhavisami, I will be, bhavisasi, you will be, bhavisati, he or she will be, bhavisama, we will be, bhavisata, you, plural, will be, bhavisanti, they will be. And then there are a number of irregular forms. For example, gachati forms the future on the basis of the root gum. So we have gamisati, and sunati can form the future society as well as sunnicity. Okay, we might as well go on and just try to finish all the grammar. Does anybody have any question about the future? Okay, so let's go on to passive verbs. The passive verb is a verb that has the sense, instead of somebody doing something, the passive means that something happens to somebody, or something happens to something. Okay, so we have the verb stem vuch, to speak. We form the passive vuchiti. It is said. Karoti means one does. Then the passive would be kariyati. It is done. Okay, the verb dati, one gives. To form the passive, we have deity, meaning it is given. We have a verb pujati, equals to venerate, or to one venerates, or one honors. Then we have the passive. Pujiyati means one is honored. So what is the common feature of passives? The sort of the passive marker is the use of YA, inserting YA into the verb. Now what happens with vuchati? Okay, we have the stem form vuch plus ya, so that yields results in vuchyati, and then the cy turns into into a double c, so we get vuchyati. Okay, for the verb dati, I think we would have, based on the stem d, to give. So you add the ya and you get deity is given. But suppose we have a verb hun, which means to kill, or to destroy. Okay, then we add to make the passive, one would add the YA, so that would give hunyati. And then the hunyati would be represented in Pali by NY, and this two ends with the wiggle on top are the same. Okay, we have bead, to break gives bindati. One breaks. And to make the passive, we would get bidyati. But the dy in Pali doesn't remain because it's a hard sound combination. So it turns into bijati equals it is broken. Okay, there is we have the active noun pachati, which means one cooks. To form the passive, you would add ya, so you get pachyati, which means it is cooked. But again, the cy combination doesn't remain stable in Pali, so it turns into pachyati, which means it is cooked. And then this is applied with the prefix vipachyati, applies to karma. So karma doesn't get cooked, but it gets ripened. To get ripened. So you could say tasa kamang vipachyati. His karma got ripened. Let's take another one. Lapati means one gains. Then to form the passive, we would take labyati, but this combination isn't stable in Pali. Wow, we're losing people. So what happens to form the passive is we get this. We get labyati turns into labati with the short b and the aspirated b. Labati. It is gained. Any questions about the passive? Yeah. No. They're almost at the opposite end of the spectrum. The causative verbs, a causative verb means that I cause some action to be done, or I cause somebody else to perform an action. So let us say for the verb, I cause somebody else to cook something. So that would be pachyati. I make my sister cook dinner. So in that case, it's pachyati. But to say dinner is cooked, we would say pachyati. It is cooked. Or I break something, or he breaks something, bindati. He causes somebody to break something. I think it becomes bedeti. Okay, so this is for the verb bindati, one breaks. then the causative would be bedeti. He causes to break. Then the passive is bijati. It is broken. Let's see something else that would work. Okay, for this is a little irregular, but for deity, one gives. Then the causative would be dapeti, to cause to give. Like I instruct you, you give to them. That's causative. But to be given, passive, is deity. Understand? Okay. Any more questions on the passive? Okay, so let's go over to the next section. This is the present participles of passive verbs. And passive verbs form the present participle with this ending mana, which has nothing at all to do with the word mana, meaning conceit. This mana is just a termination. So if we look at the paragraph here, it says, okay, the passive verbs described in four above often occur with the mana participle. That's the present participle. So we have pujyamana means being worshipped, vuchamana being spoken, dasyamana being seen, kairamana being done, and similarly, desiamana being preached, being taught. Okay, we'll just have to point out more examples of this when we come across it. Okay, then we have another verb which means to go. This is the verb yati in Pali. It isn't very common, but it occurs occasionally. So we have, usually the verb meaning to go is gachati. But here we have the verb yati, so it forms the singular yami, yasi, yati, and then the plural yama, yata, yanti. And this verb occurs more often with the prefix nir plus yati gives niyati, which literally means to go out, but it's usually used in the sense of to go out of samsara. So niyati is to go out, usually from the cycle of rebirths. And so we get niyati, meaning to be emancipated. I think this verb yati, this might be the basis for the singular verb yanawa, meaning to go. Okay, then the last little grammatical note that they have is on optatives of karoti. So they give two optatives, kaira and kairata. The way this is formed, okay, we have the verb karoti. And normally to form the optative, it would be kareya. Or Korea, but then a kind of inversion of letters takes place, so that we get Kaira. Kaira, this would be the third person singular, and I think Kairata would be the second person plural. Okay, any questions on this? Okay, it seems that we've now gone through the whole grammatical section. And at this point, we've really finished going up the mountain of Pali grammar. There are still some things to cover, but now we're going like down the mountain. So you could congratulate yourselves that you've already got up to the top of the mountain and now we're going downhill. Yeah. Yeah. It comes out as Kairamana, the way they have it here. Again. Yeah, but this inversion is taking place in the present participle too. That inversion of letters. Okay, let us go into the reading passage then. See, we lost somebody, I think. Okay, so we're going to go to the reading passage on page 121. Okay, I will read phrase by phrase and then you can repeat after me. Okay. Ekang samayang bhagava. Boga nagare viharati. Ananda Chaitiye. Okay, so this is first establishing the setting for the discourse. Okay, so Ekang Samayang is at one time. And what case is this? Right. I'm getting a lot of noise. I don't know where it's coming from. Okay, it's accusative. This is the accusative of time, indicating a particular point of time. So in English, we would say at one time or on one occasion. Okay, so Bhagava is the Blessed One, the subject. Then the place is Boga Nagare. It's the name of a city. and Viharati was living. And then the specific place at Boganagare is Ananda Chaitya. It's a Chaitya, a memorial shrine named the Ananda Chaitya. Okay, then Tatrako Bhagava. Okay, you recite Tatrako Bhagava. Bhikkhu, oh, a lot of noise. Maybe everybody go on mute except when speaking. Okay. Tatrako Bhagava. Bhikkhu Amantesi. Bhikkhavoti. Okay, so Tatrako is there, the Blessed One. Then Amantesi. Amantesi is an aorist form, meaning to address, to speak to. So the Blessed One addressed the monks, and he said, Bhikkhavo. Bhikkhavo is the vocative, meaning, O monks. And then we have Padante te. Te bhikkhu. Bhagavato. Pachasosung. I don't think so, because when you were had gone off, I was still getting the noise. Okay, so pachas, you see here the verb pachasosung. This is an aorist form. It's based on patisunati. Now, what happens to form the aorist? Okay, we have the prefix pati plus the augment a plus sunati. And then this becomes okay, now first we have pati plus a. Which is an unstable combination. So the I would turn to Y to give patya, but that's unstable. And so it turns into pacha. And then we have the verb. The normal verb, the present tense, is sunati. But in the aorist, this becomes so sung. To hear is a so sung. And so this is pati. Plus a sosung, which normally means to hear, gives pacha sosung. They replied. Is that clear? Any question about this aorist form? Okay, so those monks replied to the Buddha saying, Padante, Venerable One. Then we have, now you repeat after me again, Bhagava etadavocha. Okay. Chitaro me bhikkhave. Mahapadese. Dese sami. Tangsunata. Sadukang manasi karota. Basi sami. Okay. So Bhagava Eta Devocha, the Blessed One. The Blessed One said this. Then we have Chitaro me, that's Chitaro ime. So in English, we would say these four, but in Pali, for eloquent expression, it becomes chitaro ime, these four. Then mahapadese dese sami. Okay, dese sami, what form of the verb is this? I'll ask going down. Stephen, dese sami. Right, it's the future, future tense. And so it's, since the Buddha is speaking, it's first person singular. I will teach. And then we have this expression, not a very common expression, maha padese, which is a combination of maha plus upadese. So I would translate this as great references. So there are these four great references. And we'll see what the four are as we go along. Yeah. I said we'll see what's meant as we go down. Okay. Okay, then the Buddha continues. Tung sunata. What form of the verb is sunata here? Okay. June, can you get that? No, not passive. The Buddha is speaking to the monks. What is that? Okay, look at the next one, which is parallel. Sadukang manasi karota. Not quite. But I want to know exactly what is the form of the verb. The name for this form of the verb. Say it. Right, it's the imperative. It's the command voice. So tung sunata is listen to that. And then sadukang manasi karota. Sadukang is an adverb. Meaning, here it means, like, carefully. And manasi karota is pay attention. Pay attention carefully. And then the next verb, basi sami, what form of the verb is that? Right, it's the future. So we could say it's the future because it has this ISS insertion. So I will speak. So taking it all together, the Blessed One said this, O monks, I will teach these four great references. Listen to that. Attend carefully. I will speak. And then the monks say, Evam Bhante. You have to repeat. Maybe one person, keep your mic on, not muted, so I could hear you responding. Maybe Suki, you keep your mic on. So, Evam Bhante. Evam Bhante ti. Kote Bhikkhu. Bhagavato Pachasosung. Okay, so those monks said, Evam Bhante, yes, Venerable One. So those monks replied to the Blessed One, saying, yes, Venerable One. And notice that the verb pati sunati, or in the aorist pachisosung, takes its object in the dative case. So it's like saying they replied to the they replied to the Blessed One, just like in English. So any questions so far? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's a name for this construction in English grammar. It's called the historical present. It means it uses the present form of the verb, even though it's describing events that took place in the past, because it's going to be describing a continuous series of events. And so even though the series of events took place in the past, it uses the present. Yeah. Okay, so then we have Bhagava Eta Devocha. Right, so now the Blessed One said this. And avocha, of course, is also the past tense. So the Blessed One said this. And now he begins by raising the question. Katame bhikkhave. Chataro mahapadesa. Okay, so the Buddha begins by raising the question, what, O monks, are the four great references? And now he's going to answer. So he says, where he begins, Ita bhikkhave bhikkhu. Evam Vidaya. So hear, O monks, a monk might speak thus. And the verb videya, what form of the verb is this? That's right, it's the optative. So this is describing a hypothetical situation. A monk might speak thus. And he says, Samukha metang avuso. Okay, you repeat after me. Samukha metang avuso. Bhagavato sutang. Samukha pati gahitang. Ayang Dhammo. Ayang Vinayo. Idang Satu Sasanang. Okay. So here a monk might say thus. Okay, we have samukha. This is indeclinable. It's based on the word mukha, which means face. And so samukha, maybe it's originally an ablative, but it comes on to take on the role of an indeclinable, means something like directly from, face to face with, in the person of, or personally. Okay, so we have samukha, directly from, metang. What is that M there? See you? Can you get it? Right. Meaning what? Yeah. So this is that short instrumental form of the pronoun, by me. So directly or personally, by me, then we have the subject, etang, this, then bhagavato sutang. So etang goes with sutang. This was heard, bhagavato. In English, we would say from the Blessed One. But in Pali, it uses the dative or dative genitive of the Blessed One. So he's saying, personally, this was heard by me from the Blessed One. Or I directly heard this from the Blessed One. Then we have some samukha pati gahitang. Pati gahati means to receive. So this was personally received by me from the Blessed One. So he's saying, O friends, fellow monks, this was personally heard by me from the Blessed One. This was personally received, and then what's implied, personally received by me from the Blessed One. And then he'll be citing a particular teaching, and then he says, Ayang Dhammo. So this is the Dharma. Ayang Vinayo, this is the discipline. Idang Satu Sasanang. Here we have a compound. Satu Sasanang, which is a compound based on Satuno of the teacher or the teachers, and Sasanang, teaching. So this is the teaching of the teacher. And so the word satuno and sasanang are being combined to make a compound, satu sasanang. So this is the teacher's teaching. So the monk is quoting a teaching. Maybe he's saying, okay, personally or directly, I heard this from the Blessed One. Personally, this was received from the Blessed One. Say, the five aggregates are impermanent. So this is the Dharma. This is the discipline. This is the teacher's teaching. Any questions so far? Yeah. I think it's implied, but I think the Bhagavato actually belongs together with Sutang, heard from the Blessed One. So this was personally heard by me from the Blessed One. You mean the ablative? Yeah, in English, we would express it using from the Blessed One. And maybe even in later Pali, they would use the ablative. But in early style Pali, they use the dative genitive. I'm just curious. Let me just look up to see if the commentary reformulates this using the ablative. No, the commentary doesn't even elaborate on that. Yeah, but I would just understand like Bhagavato Sutang to be heard. In English, we would say from the Blessed One, but the old Pali way of expression would be heard of the Blessed One. I think it's originally an ablative, but it comes to take on a kind of indeclinable function, like an adverb. Okay. Any further questions? Okay, so then continuing. Yeah. Infinitive for etada voce. You mean a voce? Yeah, etad means this. So the verb is a voce, said this. So that is a voce is the aorist or past, which is based on the verb. It doesn't occur. Oh, it's vach. That is the root. Is vach, but we don't get. I don't think we find vachati in Pali. Somehow, this verb got take replaced by. For the normal past, present tense, got replaced by the verb vachati. Or by the. Completely different verb, basity. But when it comes to the aorist, then we get vach, giving a vocha, or plural, a vochung. Okay, any further questions? Okay, so let's continue. Okay, so now this monk, and now this is, the Buddha is speaking in the sutta probably shortly before his passing away. So he's giving the monks sort of a methodology for evaluating statements which are said to be representations of his teaching. Because after the Buddha passes away, then monks will always be getting together and saying, oh, I heard that this is the teaching of the Buddha. That is the teaching of the Buddha. So now the Buddha is giving instructions how to deal with these reports. So he's saying, okay, again, repeat after me. Is Suki still online or did we lose her? Okay, we have to get her back. And how about Francis? Okay, so now the Buddha is giving the instructions. Tassa bhikkhave, maybe Suki, you could be the respondent. Tassa bhikkhave bhikkhuno, bhasitang, neva abhinanditabhang, Nupati kosi tabang. Okay, so this is the first step in the Buddha's advice, of Buddha's instruction. So we have tassa bhikkhuno, of that monk, and then we have basitang. Basitang is originally a past participle, meaning what is said. But then it becomes almost like a noun, meaning a statement, an assertion. So the statement of that monk, then neva means not, abhinandi tabbang. What grammatical form is this? Anybody know? Abhinandi tabbang. Right, it's the future passive participle. So there's the verb abhinandati, means to delight in or to welcome. And so then we have future passive participle would be to be delighted in. But here we have the negation of it. So he says, neva, it is not to be delighted in, not to be welcomed. So just because the monk says, maybe the monk comes along and says, the Buddha said that on Saturday night we should all go out to the bar and enjoy some beers. You know, so you don't delight in that and say, wow, that's good advice. I'm glad that the Buddha said that. And then the other thing to avoid is patikosati, which means, to reject. And then from this we get patikosi tabang, to be rejected. And again, this is negated. Na patikosi tabang. So in other words, the Buddha is saying, when a monk reports something and says, this is what the Buddha said, so don't immediately welcome it and saying, wonderful, we're glad the Buddha said that. And don't immediately reject it, thinking, no, that can't be the word of the Buddha. But now the Buddha is going to continue and show what you should do. So he continues, anabhinanditva apatikositva tani pada bhyanjanani. Sadukang ugahetva. Sute otare tabbani. Vinaye sandase tabbani. Okay, so the first part of this is anabhinanditva apatikositva, which is just repeating what the Buddha already advised. But what grammatical form are these two words? Let's see. Hung Li Fasha? Sagarananda, Venerable Sagarananda. Right. This is the gerund. Well, both of them, both are gerunds or absolutives. So without having delighted in them, without having rejected them, or without having delighted in that statement, without having rejected it, then tani pada byanjanani, those words, pada is like word, byanjana is like expression. So those words and expressions, sadukang ugahetva, uganhati means to learn. So having learned those words and expressions well, then sute otari tabani. This is difficult. It's literally having made them enter into the suttas, into the sutta. But it takes on the meaning, I would say, having compared them with the suttas. And then vinaye sandase tabani, having searched for them in the vinaya, or having having consulted the vinaya, but they should be compared with the sutta, and they should be searched for in the vinaya. Then we have tani cha sute otariyamane vinaye san. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Tani cha sute. Vinaye sandasya manani. Nacheva sute otaranti. Navinaye sandisanti. Nitam eta gantabang. Yeah, and we should break that up. Nitam is one word, and eta is another word. So, nitam eta gantabang. Okay, then comes adda idang na eva tasa bhagavato vachanang. Okay. Arahato sama sambuddhasa. Iti hetang bhikkave. Chadeyata. Okay, so the Buddha is saying, having learned those words and phrases well, they should be compared with in the suttas. But one should check them out in the suttas, and one should consult for them in the vinaya. And then he's continuing, tani che sute otariya manani. When they are being checked out in the sutta, and vinaye sandisya manani, when they are being searched for in the discipline, then nuceva sute otaranti, if they are not included in the sutta, and then na vinaye sandhi santi, if they are not found in the vinaya, in the discipline, then we have nitam eta gantabang. Nitang means conclusion, and eta means here, and gantabang is future passive participle, to be gone to be reached. So the conclusion should be reached here. Then adda means surely, idang this, neva tassa bhagavato vachinang, this is not the word of that blessed one. Then arahato sama sambuddhasa is just more titles of the Buddha. This is not the word of that blessed one, the arahat, the fully enlightened one. Then iti he tang. Iti means thus. Etang, this, O monks, chadeyata. Chadeyata is optative third person plural. You should discard or reject. You should discard that. So, putting this all together. So if, when those are being checked out in the suttas and are being consulted for in the discipline, if they are not included in the suttas and are not seen in the discipline, the conclusion should be reached here. Surely, this is not a statement of that blessed one who is the arahat, the fully enlightened one. Thus, O monks, this should be discarded. Okay, so that's the negative conclusion. Then comes the positive side. Again, I'll recite and then you repeat. Ida pana bhikkhave. Bhikkhu evang videya. Samukha metang avuso. Bhagavato sutang. Samukha pati gahitang. Ayang damo, ayang vinayo. Idang satu sasananti. Actually, this is all the same. We've already had this. Okay, then tassa bhikkhave bhikkhuno. Bhasitang neva abhinanditabhang. Mupatikositabhang. Okay, so the statement of that monk should neither be welcomed nor rejected. Then, abhi anabhinanditva apatikositva. Tane padabhyanjanani. Sadukang ugahetva. Sute otarita bani. Vinaye sandesita bani. Okay, so this is still the same. So without welcoming them, without rejecting them, those words and phrases, having learned those words and phrases well, they should be checked out in the sutta, and they should be searched for in the discipline. Then, tani chi sutti otariya manani. Vinaye sandasya manani. Sute ceva otaranti. Vinaye ca sandisanti. Nitam eta gantabang. Okay, so having learned those words and phrases well, one should check them out in the sutta, and one should search for them in the discipline. Okay, then if being checked out in the sutta and being searched for in the vinaya, in the discipline, if they are included in the sutta and they are seen in the vinaya, the conclusion here may be reached. Okay, then comes the conclusion. Adda idang, idang tasa bhagavato vachinang. Arahato sama sambuddhasa. Might as well finish. Iti idang. Idang bhikkhave patamang mahapadesang dareyata. Okay, so one comes to the conclusion, Adda is surely, then idang tasa bhagavato vachinang. So idang vachinang, this is the statement of that blessed one who is the arahat, the fully enlightened one, then they left out something that they should have included. Can you see it on the screen? I have the text open. Imasa cha bhikkhu no su gahitanti, which means well learned of this monk. Or in English we would say, this has been well learned by this monk. And then comes idang, this, O monks, what we should actually start with the verb dharayata, you should remember, O monks, this first great reference. Okay, now I want to point out in the passage we have the word Otari Manani and Sandasya Manani. Okay, these two terms, can you see them on my screen? Okay, these two are present participles, passive participles. You see, they're present participles because they have iya. Or they're passive because they have iya. Oops. And then they become present participles because they have this mana ending. And why does mana become manani in both cases? What is the reason? But why does it become neuter plural? The answer is in the passage. Speak up. Yeah, I hear Sagarananda speak. Yeah, and what is Tani representing? Right. Yeah, Tani is representing in the previous sentence, Pada Byanjanani. So terms and phrases, so those terms and phrases being checked out in the sutta and being searched for in the discipline. So it becomes neuter plural because it's describing Pada Byanjanani. And then it's passive because it's the monks who are acting upon words and phrases. So the words and phrases are being checked out, are being searched for in the sutta or in the Vinaya. Okay, and then the last verb in each case, chadeyata and dareyata. Chadeyata. These are, what is the grammatical form of these? Right. Optative and what person and number? Yeah, second person. You're right. Second person plural. Because the Buddha is giving the instructions to the monks, who is a large number of monks. So you should discard, you should remember. And so it's optative, what you should do, and second person plural, because the Buddha is directly addressing a number of monks. I wonder if he can... Okay, so what makes this the four great references? I'm not sure whether the later lessons will complete them. So this goes back. Kim asked the question. Yeah. See you? Yeah. Yeah. Right, yeah. And also, yeah. Yeah, go on. Yeah, that's an interesting point. If you take otareti, okay, the verb otareti, it's a causative form based on otarity. Otarity means to enter down into. Same as avatarity. Is to enter. But then the causative form, otarity, means literally to make enter. Or to insert into. But that's the literal meaning. But what it, you know, the idea that it's suggesting in normal English, we would say maybe to compare or to check them out in. And similarly, the verb sundaseti means to show, to make see. And then the passive form, sundaseyati, would be to be seen in, to be shown, to be included in. Now it's interesting that it uses the word sute here, which is singular, locative singular, rather than sutesu, a plural. Probably to keep it parallel with vinaye. So it would be like all of the suttas considered as one collection. Okay, I just wanted to finish up why there are four great references. So these are like the four sources from which monks claim to have learned a statement as coming from the Buddha. So the first one, the first great reference, is coming Sammukha Bhagavato Suttang. So one is having heard it directly from the Buddha. The second is from a Sangha, that is from a community of monks who have elders and eminent, Pamoka means eminent, like eminent monks who are elders. The third reference is just a number of learned monks. So here we have like a whole community. So with number two, we have a whole community or company of monks. And in number three, we have a number of monks, maybe four or five monks. Maybe he's heard it from different monks in different places. And then the fourth source is, should be just one elder monk. So these become the four great references. The Buddha himself, a Sangha which is headed by elder learned monks, from a number of separate monks, and then from one learned monk. Okay, any questions? Okay, if there are no questions, then we'll end for the day. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Asukasman means in such an, it means in a certain place. Asukasman means like in such and such, or a particular, so this is asukasmin avase, in such a dwelling, in such a residence, there are a number of elder monks. In such a residence, there is one elder monk. Okay, so next week, hopefully the weather will be better, and we could have the regular class in the library. And next week, since we finished the grammar for this lesson, next week I'll start to explain the compounds in Pali. Maybe I'll make up a page explaining and illustrating the different compounds. Okay, so let us end for the day with, you could either, if you have a Buddha image in front of you, you could do three bows. Otherwise, just imagine the Buddha. So we do three bows. One, two, three. Okay, have a good day. Okay. Okay.